Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 8th day of Sivan, Israchag, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Shvis, Perek Tashi, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is going to talk about the mitzvah of Biur. Biur literally means getting rid of. What do we learn? There's a pasuk that says, V'libhemtecha v'lachaya asher ba'atzecha tiechol tevos alecha. For the animals, domestic ones, and for the wild animals that are in your land, shall the produce be for eating, for food. The fact that the wild animals mentioned next to the domestic animal tells us, as long as the chaya can eat in the field, as long as there's supply for the wild animals, then you can keep your food for the domestic animals as well. But once it's finished and there's no more supply out there in the field for the wild animals, then you have to do kalei libhem t'chabayis. You have to kalei, get rid of that, or take out the food that's in your house for the animals, that's in your yard. So what happens here is, if a person had gathered in his house a certain type of fruit, a variety, he can eat those fruits as long as there's supply remaining in the wild animals in the field, out in the wild. But once it's gone from the wild, then you have to do beer with what's in your place. What does it mean, though, exactly to do beer? Here we have three different opinions. One opinion is the Rambam. He means, beer means destroy, absolutely destroyed. And therefore he paskins that once the time of beer have arrived, and there can be a different beer for each different type of foods, as to when the supply runs out in the wild. Once that time has arrived, though, for that particular food, you can leave enough food for three meals from that variety, and then the rest of it has to be got rid of. You burn it in the fire or you throw it in the ocean. The Ramban holds that beer means hefker. It means that when the time comes of Zman beer, you simply have to be mafka, declare ownerless all the fruits that you have inside, take it outside into the public area, let everybody come and take it, including yourself. You can actually go and take it from yourself once everybody's had a chance as well to be zoichem. According to Rashi, you have to actually take it out to a place where even the wild animals can take it. Ramban says no. Ramban says you don't have to go that far. As long as it's taken out to an area where people can get hold of it, that's what beer is. And the third opinion is that of the Ravid. The Ravid holds that there are two periods of beer. When the fruits are gone from the city, in the perimeter of the city, then you take what you have in your house out into a big store next to the Beis Din. And they will give it and distribute out three meals at a time to each person until that's gone. If there's no oitzer, if there's no store next to Beis Din, then or a Beis Din, then you take it out to the market and declare it ownerless then. And you can also take it as well and eat it until it gets rid of it. So here, according to the Rav, there are two periods of beer. However, the majority of Meforshim learn like the Ramban. As we said, that beer simply means make it hafker. Once it's gone for the wild animals in the field, make it hafker. Our Mishnah is now going to learn what places are under the category of kola lechayo min asada. When it's finished for the animals in the field, how do we regard the parts of Israel? How do we regard the land of Israel in this particular halacha? Sholosh Arotz is la Biur. Says the Mishnah, the land of Israel is divided into three regions as far as the din of Biur. So if the fruits are gone from the wild, from one of those regions, and they're not found for the wild animals in the field, out there in the field, you have to get rid of that variety from the house as well. Even though there is an availability of supply in another region. What are the three regions? Yehuda, Ve'ever HaYarden, Ve'Hagolan. The land of Yehuda down the south, Transjordan, and the Galil more in the north. If there's no supply left in the fields in Yehuda, even though there's nothing left in the even though in the Galilee there is plenty there, the people in Yehuda, the inhabitants of the region of Yehuda, have to do beer, but the people of the Galil don't, and vice versa. When it says Transjordan, Ever HaYarden, there are different opinions. Some say we'd not mean the eastern side of the Jordan, because that's not Israel. as far as Schmidt is concerned, but rather, as the Rambam and the Batner learn, it refers to the part of the Israel just over the Jordan, in the western part, just over the western border. However, according to the Tosafta in Yerushalmi, it literally means the eastern part of the Jordan, where, even though it's not Eretz Yisrael proper, but Midrabonon, Shavir's would apply. Says the Mishnah further, V'sholosh sholosh arotzes l'chol achas v'achas, and each one of these regions is again divided into three regions, sub-regions. So there are three regions in the land of Yehuda, three in Yehud, in Eiver Yarden, and three in the Galil as well. Now what does that mean, that there are three in each region? Some Farshim learn that what it means is that we treat each land in each sub-region as a separate land within that area. So therefore, what we say is effectively there are nine areas to be looked at in Beer, each one independently of the other. So if that region in Yehuda has no supply out in the field, Beer applies to that little area in Yehuda, even though in another area of Yehuda, in another one, the other two lands in Yehuda or sub-regions, there is supply. That's how Rabbeinu Shimshon learns based on the Yerushalmi. However, Rashi, Rambam, Bartanura learn differently. They say no. They say that the Mishnah is telling us that yes, each of those three regions has three sub-regions, Yehuda broken up into three, Eiver Yarden into three, Transjordan, and the Galilee into three, but nevertheless, they're considered like one. Each of those sub-regions are considered together. Each set of three is considered like one region. And therefore, the only time you'd have to do beer in any of those regions if all three regions within Yehuda had no food in for the animals in the wild. All three in the Eiver Yarden didn't have it. Now let's have a look, says the Mishnah, firstly at the three sub-regions of the Galilee. Galil HaElyon, the upper Galilee, Galil HaTachton, lower Galilee, V'Ha'emek, and the valley. Now, what are the borders of these three regions? Mikvar Chananya, V'Olamalon, going further north, Kol Sheinim Megadol Shikmin, El, that area where you don't have these sycamore trees, that's called Galil HaElyon, upper Galilee. It's the hilly area of the Galilee. And these Shikmim, these sycamore trees, only grow in the lower regions. That's why you know you're in the upper regions. Umbikvar Chananya Olamata, now going down from Kvar Chananya, in the southerly direction, Kol Shumagadl Shikmin, all that area that does have the Shikmin, these trees, that's called Gal Tachton, that's the lower Galilee. Uschum Tveria, and the region of Tveria and its environs, that would be called Ha'emek, it's called the Valley of the Galilee. Over Yehuda, now in the region of Yehuda, what are the three sub-regions? You had Hahor, the mountain, that's Har HaMelech. Most of the Judean mountains are there, and Ephraim. And Hashvela, you have the low-lying area in the south. Va'emek, and then you have the valley, which is from Ein Gedi down till the valley of Jericho. Ushvelas Lud, Kishvelas Adar. And the law and the din of Shvelas Lud, that's the low areas of Lud, as far as Beer, is like the low areas of the south. As long as you can eat in the Darom, you can eat in the Lud. What's the mountain area? Kahar HaMelech. The mountain area of the Shiflos HaLud is considered like the temple, is considered like Har HaMelech as far as Beer, and therefore we would follow the same pattern. If there is food in the Har HaMelech, then you can eat it in Har Shiloh. Mi Beis Choron v'ad hayom midina achas. And from Beit Choron, that's in the north of Yehuda, right down until the sea, to the ocean, that's considered like one sub-region. It's considered like the Emek in Yehuda, the valley in Yehuda. The Mishnah does not give the three sub-areas of Eiver HaYarden, of Transjordan. They're explained more in this, in Tosafta and Yerushalmi. Mishnah Gimel. V'lama omru sholosh arotzes. In what sense, what halacha did the Chachamim mean when they said that three lands, there are three lands for Beer, and three regions, sub-regions in each one? It's to tell us, Shem ayu oichlin b'chalachas v'achas ad sheyichla achon shiva, that you're allowed to eat fruits in your house, in each of these areas, until there is no supply left for the wild animals in each of those lands. So, for example, in the mountain region of Yehuda, the Harsh of Yehuda, you're not chayiv to do beer with your fruits until there's nothing left for the chaya from that entire mountain area. And after it's then gone, once it's gone there, then there's nothing available, then you're chayiv in beer. Even though in the other two regions in Yehuda, in the valley and in the Shvela of the south, there's nothing left. And the reason is, even though there is supply. And the reason for that is because once the animals don't have any supply in their place, they normally go to another place, but not from a mountain to a valley. They won't go from the south to a valley. Therefore, the eats of these three subregions are considered separate. From there, that's why we say that each of the three subregions are considered like separate lands. This is how the Rabbeinu Shem Shon learns based on the Shalmei, as we said before in the previous Mishnah, that there are effectively 9 subregions in the whole of Israel that they're broken up into, and each one has to be looked at in its own character as to whether there is availability of supply in the animals there. However, other Mefarshim learn, as we said before, Rashi, Rambam, and Batanura, they will learn that even though there are 9 lands, the question the Mishnah is asking is, Loma Omru Shal Shrotzah Sabir is an entirely different thing, entirely different question. The Mishnah is asking, why did they say there are 3 lands as far as beer is concerned? And that is that the Mishnah is telling us that even though each one of these lands, the Yehuda, the Galil, and the Eve Yarden, have 3 subregions within them, nevertheless, you're allowed to eat in each one of those lands, in Yehuda, Galil, and Eve Yarden, until there's nothing left for the wild animals in the all 3 areas within Yehuda, within all 3 sub-areas in the Galil. So according to them, it's a completely different pshat in the Mishnah. What they're saying there is, to what effect do they say 3 lands if there's really 9? It's to tell you that they only look at the entire Galilee in its entirety. We look at the entire Eve Yarden in its entirety. We don't split it up into 3 as far as the din of beer is concerned. Rabbi Shimon says, Lo Omru Sholosh Arotzos Ela B'Yehuda. He argues with the Mishnah, with the Chachamim. He says that Yehuda is the only land that gets divided into 3. The mountain region, the low area in the south, and the valley. And that's where we apply it. If there's nothing available in the mountain, then you can't eat in the mountain. You have to get rid of it out of there, even though it's available in the fields and the Shvela and the Amak. But all other regions in Israel, that means the Galilee and the Eber Yarden, are treated as one. It's considered like the Har HaMelech. And the Har HaMelech was a place where there was a lot of fruits, plenty of availability. And what we're saying here is that you're allowed to eat as long as there's available in Har HaMelech, you can eat throughout the Galilee and the Eber Yarden in your house, and you don't have to do beer. V'chol HaRotzeis. And all 3 lands, that's even Yehuda, Galilee, and Eve Yarden, are all together considered as one land, ka'achas, when it comes to lazesim al-tamarim, as far as olive trees and dates. When it comes to olives and dates, you can eat them anywhere in the land of Israel, as long as there's availability in the field, in the wild, in any place in Israel, whether it's Yehuda, Galil, or Eve Yarden, it's all together considered like one. The halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like the Chachamim, that we do regard each of the 3 districts, Yehuda, Eve Yarden, and the Galil, separately. There are some Mefarshim who will learn that the last bit of this Mishnah, the fact that we say all the lands are considered like one as far as olives and dates, is not Rabbi Shimon's words, but are in fact the words of the Stam Mishnah, according to all opinions.